It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I got my sights set on you, and I'm ready to wait.
Cool, boobs, awesome.
No. What are you doing?
No.
That's inappropriate.
You see, I never know what Rob's going to play. I never know what he's going to play coming out of commercials.
No one does.
And so I'm sitting there with my finger poised over this sound effect.
Cool, boobs, awesome.
And I don't realize that it's a 15-year-old girl that's singing. And you know what's sad?
What's that?
I recognize this. There's a lot of crappy plays each and every day that I don't recognize at all, but I recognize Miley Cyrus.
Do you know why?
Why do I recognize Miley?
This is the song of the summer.
Is it really?
I think it is. I think it's a great song.
No, you old queen.
I don't... Now, how does that make me a
Well,
queen?
It's just... I feel... I don't mind the song either. I think the song... Yes, Beth... Hey, Beth Ann, I have a question for you. When we talked to Paul Jr.,
right.
Is he coming up on this thing? Because this thing's not working for me right now.
I don't think he is. He's
coming up. Rob's going to take it.
Do we have him?
Yeah, we have him.
Do we have him? Okay, we're going to talk to Paul Jr. right now.
Yay.
Then we'll get back to the Miley Cyrus discussion. I bet Paul Jr. doesn't even listen to Miley Cyrus.
Good for him, I say.
Well, sometimes you can't help it.
Let's welcome from American Choppers the man himself, Paul Tuttle Jr. Hi, Paul.
What's going on?
Do you listen to Miley Cyrus? You're a macho guy. Do you listen to Miley Cyrus?
I think my niece does.
That's right.
See, Rob,
I
had to make that point. Paul, welcome to the show. Great to have you on again. I want to remind everybody that Paul and the rest of the Tuttle family tonight, Rob, that is killing me, that music. That's killing me. Thank you. Paul Tuttle Jr. and the rest of the family tonight at 8 on NBC's Celebrity Family Feud.
Yeah.
And you'll be taking on Christopher Knight and Adrienne Curry, the Adrienne Curry family, right?
Absolutely.
Are you excited about going on the feud, Paul?
You know, I think it was a good time. We really enjoyed ourselves, and I think at the end of the day, it's some of the most fun we've had off of our program.
You're not going to give us a little hint, are you? You'll be letting the cat out of the bag. You don't tell us who wins. You can't tell us who wins, can you?
I don't really know the rules with that. Maybe I can. I'm not sure.
You can.
You dusted them.
We'll wait till the end of the interview, and maybe you can cough if you want and not cough.
I'd like
if
to ask
you
one question. You say
right
you
ahead,
don't know
Rob,
the rules.
Yes.
Does your dad like game shows?
I don't think he likes anything.
Hey, how's the new building? It looks great on the tube on TV. Are you happy with the way everything came out? Everything working all right?
Absolutely. No, I mean, the new building's been phenomenal. It's just been, you know, I mean, we got 30,000 square foot showroom. We got all this room now. We're able to do all kinds of stuff. It's pretty interesting. We had POD here last night playing playing live at a free concert. And,
oh, my God. Wow. I mean, I know you guys were going to involve the public where people could have windows to look in and see the bikes and all that. I remember the last time. I think the last Tuttle we talked to was your dad.
Yeah.
And he was telling us that was in the pipeline to have everybody just come up there and the tourists could go
all
see
day it. Long.
Really?
All day long. You know what? You could just see the little orange flash through the one-way glass. You just barely make it out, but you know they're back there, and sometimes they knock on the window, and our guy Mike's got his lift right next to the window, and he freaks out.
Hey, the new facility, how much of it was designed to accommodate the TV show, or did you just strictly build it for yourselves?
No, I mean, nothing was really, you know, it was to accommodate pretty much everything we do.
Uh-huh.
You know, I guess the TV show was in thought, but they pretty much film us doing whatever and however we're set up. So, actually, the film crew didn't even have their own area when we finished the building.
So it's bikes first, pretty much.
Yeah,
right?
It's just like wherever you kind of squeeze into, it's good.
I want to ask you about, you know, I rode the Harley into work today, and I'm getting more and more into it. I mean, I find you either love it or you don't, and I'm a pretty new biker. I've only been biking a couple of years, but I do dig that. It looks to me, even though I'm kind of a novice at this, like you guys are continuing to raise the bar on your bike designs. Is that true? It seems like you guys are really making, especially this season, you seem to be making some just off-the-hook bikes this year.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I think it's always our goal. I mean, we're always trying. Some are better than others. Some people like one better than the next. And, you know, I think we always strive to make it better. Our technology is constantly increasing. Our manpower and our capability is always increasing. So I think it's a natural evolution of the company. You know, everybody's pushing to be a little more creative, to have a little more fun with it.
When is your dad going to be sitting in his rocking chair? Do you think he's going to be? I mean, is he going to go till he drops, or do you think
is
the Empire Paul Jr. is the Empire going to be yours someday? Is it just
you know? I don't. I hope so. I guess you know.
You hope so.
Either
that's
I want
good.
It all or want out. I don't know. We
you want it all or
it
you want out.
Yeah.
There's got to be a burn
day.
Factor. There's got to be a burn factor there a little bit. I would imagine at a certain point.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Forget about it. Are you kidding me, man? We just signed for another 26 episodes. Our season isn't like we don't. Yeah, thank you.
No,
we don't
applaud that.
We don't film like, you know, 6 months and then 6 months off. We don't have an end to our season and really never have. So for 5 years we've been filming.
Wow.
And that's
one
different.
Giant season.
That's got to be a little crispy critters, I would imagine.
It is. And you know what? That's only a small portion of what we do. So we do a full-time TV show, and then that's like half of what we do.
The reason, Paul, first of all, I want to thank you and your brother and your father have been so generous with their time. You've been on the show a few times, and we're glad you guys come on. But it seems to me that when you're doing these bikes – you guys, you like, it's great that you have the fame. You get into meeting celebrities, you get into like being on Letterman, mm-hmm. but I'm sure doing these radio shows gets to be a pain in the ass. And also, the whole idea of being on television looks to me like, yeah, it's okay, but it's not the whole thing. Still, the big rush is making the bikes. At least that's the impression that I get.
I mean, I think that's the enjoyable part. I'll tell you, like, the Celebrity Family Feud thing, what a blast it was, man, because it's nice to do something a little different from your norm, and who doesn't like to compete with, like, you know, that board game mentality?
Yeah, and you guys, for example, in past seasons when you did the Bill Murray bike, mm-hmm. you got into that, too, because it was Bill Murray, and you still like being around. You know, you guys don't look at it like you're celebrities, and I think that's probably why the show is very mm-hmm. successful. But when you're up in that shop and people are clicking off the flash bulbs and you're trying to make bikes, I'm sure you realize, you know, how powerful the show is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that we've had an understanding of that and a responsibility to that for a long time, and we're aware of it. I don't know if it ever kind of catches up with you. Maybe someday it will. But in the meantime, you just keep doing what you got to do, you know?
Yeah, and put the money in the bank.
Is it ever weird when you go on the David Letterman program and Dave, who is such a cool, calm, collected customer, is like fawning over you guys? He's a big fan.
Huge. Huge fan, and it's been phenomenal for us. I mean, I think we've been on there 8 times.
Wow.
And he just loves the show, man. He always lets everybody know how much he appreciates us. And, you know, he's like late night. I mean, he's had everyone from every show and every movie that's ever been made in the past 25 years on his show.
Right.
And he'll continually profess, without us even being on his show, that we have the best show on television that's ever been on television.
Yes.
Well, and that's a pretty big endorsement now.
If you get into, you know, he's into, you know, I think Dave, you get him out of the White Sox and the business suits, he's a bit of a gearhead himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, he digs that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I think he does. You know, I definitely think he likes that stuff, but he likes seeing us work with the equipment. I think he likes the conflict. He's just the best, man. He really is. I mean, I've always liked him, you know. I mean, I've always watched David Letterman on Late Night.
You know what I love about when you guys go on that show is both of your chair etiquette. You both sit in the, I mean, I swear to God, it looks like your legs are 15 feet long.
Yep.
You just sit down and you plunk down there.
Yeah.
You guys seem, you're at ease with the guy. You seem like you like going on.
You know, we really are, man. We get on there and it's like being in the living room at our house.
You know,
it really is comfortable because you know your conversations are going to be good. You know you're going to be able to be a little sarcastic and there's going to be a little bit of give and take. And at the end of the day, you know, listen, Dave could tear you apart.
Sure. Oh, yeah, sure.
And, you know, he's never done that with us, and it's always been a little fun out there. Like, he's a New York guy, so you have that kind of New York camaraderie, you know, that sense of humor. So we've had some pretty little funny scenes just with talking back and forth that, you know, it just comes out good and it's real comfortable.
I hope you keep bringing the bikes down to him.
Yeah,
because
I love that.
That's
we definitely will. Well, you know, the next step is to build him one, so we'll figure that out one way or another.
Speaking of that, now look, I just wanted to throw this in.
Is it time?
I have to ask. I have, because really, I've had my Harley Fat Boy 2005 for a number of years, but I get, look, we've had Mikey on, we've had Paul Sr. on, mm-hmm. I think we've had you on a couple of times, Paul, but I got to ask you. Are there any discounts given to DJs that love you and have had you on their show a number of times? Do you offer any kind of DJ, you know, because I
DJ discounts?
DJ discounts.
I have to ask. I really, look, I love, you know why really, I mean, a lot of people like the show because of the you know, the dynamic of you and your dad and,
right.
this, and the tension, and they've never ridden in their lives. Then you get people that are real gearheads, and they love the intricacies of you putting the bikes together. Then you get a guy like me. I just like riding motorcycles, and I look at those, and I get a Woody every
right.
time I see those bikes. And I think I asked your dad a long time ago what the average cost, like, and I'm not talking about the production stuff. Mm. I'm talking about a real custom. And I mean, this is
oh,
back
when
it was
a custom Michael Mara chopper.
No, I don't want. I'm just asking.
With like a Jameson's.
All right, you know what I'm doing,
it?
Paul Jr. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to get a price check here. I'm
yeah,
just trying to get
trying
a little
to get
price.
Something going there with pricing.
I just, you know, look, you know, we have an actual Hog Fest on this show now.
Yes, we
on
do
the
every
Mike O'Mara
year.
Show. We have Hog Fest 2008, where we had 150 to 200 bikers in our parking lot at the radio station. I'm just into it. I'm just, look, I'm embarrassing myself right now. Unbelievably cool bikes right now. Not that you haven't always, Paul. I'll shut up. I'm sorry.
We'll give you some kind of discount, man. We'll figure. Yes, we'll work something out. I think we can work something out
That's
for
big.
You.
Sounds like something you can hold them to.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on the website and I'm going to buy a T-shirt. That's all. That's as close as I'm going to get.
Do you offer discounts on T-shirts?
Yeah, you know, we get like a 30% off if you came into the showroom.
That's big.
30%.
That's really big.
Serious question, though, as far as your business is concerned, how much now are the clothing and accessories and all that crap, how does that impact your business compared to how much just building bikes brings in?
Oh, you know, I mean, I think it's a balance, you know. I mean, we've done very well with our licensed stuff and then even our, you know, selling stuff at our showroom. And then also, obviously, online, internet. That stuff took off right away. When the show got popular, forget about it, man. That was the first thing. T-shirt sales went through the roof.
Right.
You know, you can make T-shirts a lot quicker than you can build bikes, and more people could afford them. So we just went to town on it.
Yeah. And you have a shop, right? You have a retail shop at the new facility, right?
Yeah, we have a retail shop at the new facility that, pretty, you know, really for... You know, there's stuff that you could get here that you can't get online or anywhere else. So, you know, we got it set up pretty good.
Okay, we're going to let you go in a second here, Paul, but two quick questions. How's your love life? How's everything going with your love life?
Phenomenal.
Really? I
couldn't be happier, absolutely.
Okay, you don't want to elaborate, though, do you?
Nope.
Yeah. Good for you.
You don't like to do that. And do you get a chance, like, when you're out of the shop, do you like to just ride yourself, and do you get a chance to do it very often?
Not, you know, honestly, because I do, that's what I do every day, I just assume go fishing or golfing.
Right.
You know, it just breaks it up a little bit. And when I go on vacation, I'll go to an island or something, you know. I just like to, you know, separate myself from motorcycles pretty much any chance I get because it's so much of everyday life. But, you know, when you come back into it, I enjoy it. I love building them, and then riding is a lot of fun, you know.
You see your dad's big log cabin, that incredible spread up there. Are you getting any new digs anytime soon?
No, I'm all set.
You're set. You're just not going to put it on TV.
Not right? going to put it on TV.
He
likes to put everything on TV.
Right.
He won't see much of my stuff on TV.
Does he put it on TV for the tax deduction?
Yeah, I don't think so. I just think he's crazy.
Well, say hi to your dad and Mike for us. We appreciate you coming on, and we like the show. And now at the very end of this, what's that, Rob? You wanted one last thing?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the charity you chose for your family feud tonight is Make-A-Wish. It's a great organization. I wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, Make-A-Wish Foundation. It is a great organization, and we were able to raise $50,000 for them. So
nice.
It really worked out good. Well, we love that organization. That's our main organization that we donate to. So
good for you.
And
thank you.
At the very end, I said this at the beginning, and we're going to watch a Family Feud tonight, 8 o'clock, NBC, Celebrity Family Feud. It's you against Christopher Knight and Adrian Curry family. You know, if the Tuttles win, why don't you cough? And if the Tuttles don't win, we won't hear anything.
Exactly.
Okay.
Hey, they raised $50,000.
Good. That means you get pissed off at each other. I like that.
Paul Jr., good luck with everything. We'll have you on the show again. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. We'll
Thank
talk
you,
to you soon.
Take it easy.
DJ discount.
There he goes.
It's a new policy.
Let him go. He's tired. That boy is tired. They're working him to death.
I want to salute you. I was genuinely touched by your speech. The eloquence of your request for a custom bike was no match for the speech in A Christmas Story where the little boy's writing about why he wants the BB gun.
Do you know how little effing chance I have of making that happen? I just got back into it. Mm-hmm. I think it was 2 weeks ago. Beth Ann told me we're going to have the Tuttles on. One of the Tuttles, Paul Sr., Tito, one of them,
right.
was going to come on the show. And I started watching it, and they build the Mercedes AMG bike,
uh-huh.
and it's just so sweet.
It.
It's so choice.
It gets you excited.
I want to, look, now that I've been riding the Harley for a while, uh-huh. it's one thing, but the Harley is the perfect fat guy, you know, sit on there if you really want to take it to a whole nada labo. You got to, get the little ape hangers uh-huh. there, and you got to cruise, and those are handlebars for you neophytes.
I can't guess that the bikes they make are very comfy.
Well, what did Jesse James say to Don and myself one time out in L.A.? You know, he says, hey, man. He was kind of bitter about the Tuttles.
Bitter.
He said, hey, man, I make bikes you can ride. I've sat on choppers before that I literally could not ride because
they don't fit.
It's all about design. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about just, inching forward with a little something special. It's time to – this is what I do. This has replaced, believe it or not, golf. And it's completely replaced going out on the water. This is what I do when I have free time. On the weekends, mm-hmm. I am on that motorcycle. You mm-hmm. guys know how many days a week?
Oh, you love it.
We know you love it.
I rode it in today.
Yes.
I'd love you to get more into it. But, I mean, I think that it was just it was something I had an amazing – I didn't even know when we took those lessons that
how
I had –
how much you were going to love this?
I had a total passion for the thing. Mm-hmm. I totally did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really do.
Buzz complimented you on your plea, and I'd like to add to that. I thought that plea started out magnificently. And if you ever hear it back, I want you to sort of chart like the USA Today would chart in the bottom left-hand corner and the way it decayed.
I was shocked.
He wasn't gonna. No, he wasn't doing dick from the beginning.
No,
he wasn't. He
no.
gets that. You don't think he gets that
all the time?
I was shocked, but he's never heard a plea that impassioned.
What
before.
I like about
at
Paul
least
Jr.
at the beginning
is that the beginning of that interview. Yes. I know Paul Jr.'s wiped out. I know he's tired. I know he's probably done 30 of them today.
Yeah,
and it sounds to me, a little chink in the armor. Mm-hmm. Rob, don't say anything.
Not a word.
Tiny little crack in the foundation there. Uh-huh. When he said, I'm either going to take over the whole thing or I'm going to walk away. And you imagine, really, when you're talking about a show like that where those guys are in that shop,
mm-hmm.
he said the cameras are there all the time. I'd go out of my mind.
It's golden handcuffs. I mean, it's something you can't walk away from. It's just too good to walk away from. So they'll be all right.
But the commitment of signing up for 26 more episodes, that's 26 hours.
Yeah.
And think of how much they've got to shoot to call that down.
And mm-hmm. Buzz, there's a big difference between what we do when mm-hmm. we've got a finite amount of hours where we know we have to be on.
Right.
And then knowing that as soon as you walk in, now you can go away and hide. I guess there's like a bathroom.
Sure.
I would imagine. Paul,
oh, that's new this season.
Paul Sr. Paul Sr. goes away.
I'm
going to hide all day long. I got to take a growler. Who is Bethann? Are you at the door doing what you do? Do not do that. That drives me insane when you do the little
voyeur.
Peeky-boo.
Bethann, I see you.
She's a peeper.
All right, listen to this. This is very important. I want everybody to pay attention to this right now.
All right.
Brand new concept. This is based in my previous discussion about reality TV, which I've become obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
This is very, very interesting to me, and I think this is going to work on the show. This is the game we're going to play next. It's really not even a game as much as we're relying on you and your stories of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a story time, really, called I Survived. It's as easy as it sounds.
I Survived.
Get on the line right now to get on the air. I had a mental break there.
Sure.
877-365-3636. What we're looking for are tales of your own survival.
Right.
Now, it doesn't have to be completely life and death, but it can be where you really feel like you dodged a bullet.
Right.
You know, I'm talking the car on the train tracks.
Mm-hmm. True.
I'm talking maybe getting bitten by a brown recluse spider. I'm talking about maybe being out on the beltway and a tractor trailer sideswiped you, but you made it.
About returning your lion to the wild, and when he comes back, he doesn't recognize you.
And he attacks you and goes for the juggler.
And as always, we count on your ability to tell the story well.
Yes, we'd like the stories to be told well. Here's the thing. This isn't going to be happy, happy, yuck, yuck, people. This is not going to be like that.
Oh,
but
no.
Then again, that's not why I'm riveted to reality TV at night when I'm
True.
Watching Bravo or National Geo or Disc Arts or whatever the hell it is, all those
Disc
different...
Arts.
Disc Arts. Disc Arts. Disc Arts.
And also, just as a sidebar, if you did not survive... Please do not call.
Yeah,
that's
no,
it.
No need.
I survived your stories and your brushes with death.
I survived.
877-365-3636. As usual, completely subjective.
Uh-huh.
We will judge your stories of death defied.
Good luck.
After this break, we'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.